Hello, hello. This is Jacqueline Twilley, founder of Zero Gap, and I'm your host of Power Banking, the podcast for women who work within male-dominated industries. Hi, Power Banking fam. It's Jacqueline, and I am so excited to be wrapping up 2018, so I had to send one last message to you all to wrap up this year. Listen, today I did part four of my 2019 strategy planning. I started this in August, doing the first draft of the strategy and then revised it a couple of times with my business coach. So today I went through it again. Today I did it alone. So I went to Starbucks and I got my favorite latte. I sat down with my notepad, my notebook, and my computer. And what I decided to do was to go bigger. I looked at each goal that I'd set and that I have thought a lot about, and I increased those goals, really stretching myself out of my comfort zone. Things that I know I can do if I push myself 110%. Now, that doesn't mean push myself to burnout. That means being wise, being smart, and being intentional about every single thing I do. So I'm going to share with you one of the overall themes for 2019 for me. I want to impact even more women to help them to understand what their value is so that they don't leave any money on the table, so that they get paid what they're worth, and so that they can reach the highest levels of their leadership journey. And so what that really means is I'm going to give you more podcasts. I'm going to be working with an editor and a producer to enhance these podcasts for you all so that the quality is even better, the content is even greater, and I'm so fired up to do that. Also wanted to share with you all, as I was reflecting on everything that I've set out to do for myself in 2018, I fell short on one of my goals. And so one of that goal was to be consistent reading my Bible every day for the entire year. So y'all, I hit 364 days somewhere in the middle of March when I had a crazy travel schedule. I missed a day, which makes no sense because I had plenty of time sitting in the airports and waiting around, but it is what it is. When I missed that day in March, I didn't give up. I got back on it and I stayed consistent for the rest of the year. I feel very proud that even though I'm a little bit short of my goal, that the consistency for the most part was there throughout the entire year. So I want to do an even better job with that in 2019. Another one of my goals that I just hit 2 weeks ago, it seemed almost impossible. It was a stretch goal for me. It was something that I needed to do for the business, but it required so much of my time, my energy, my attention, and again, consistency. It required me to be consistent in my actions, even when I didn't feel like it, when I was tired, when I felt discouraged, when I had a great day, when I had a bad day, when I had a lot going on, when I didn't have as much going on, I stayed consistent. And so when I finally hit that goal 2 weeks ago, I was so proud because in November, it was still November 1st, I was still so far away from the goal. I didn't know if I could do it or if I should just say, you know what, I'll push this goal to 2019. I'll do it in 2019. I am so glad I didn't. I'm so glad I stayed consistent and persistent and went towards that goal and I accomplished it, which puts me in a great spot for 2019. So one last thing. This afternoon on LinkedIn, a gentleman sent me a message and he said he wanted to invest for three women to join the Thrive Mastermind program that I run. So this is a year-long program. The details are on my website. I'm not going to go into all of that because it's not a pitch, but I just want to get the word out to people who may want to join Thrive. He's going to offer a $500 scholarship to three women to join this group. So it expires on tomorrow night. I'm sure it will go fast. If you're interested, hit me up on LinkedIn because that's where I'll check the messages tomorrow. This message is time sensitive. Normally on the podcast, we don't do time sensitive stuff, but this was an amazing offer. He has asked to remain anonymous. It took me about 2 hours to process it because it was such a generous offer. And he's giving this gift to three people that he doesn't even know. So it took me quite by surprise. I'm still at a loss for words for it. So if you want to join the program, go to my website, check it out. You'll have $500 off. This gentleman's going to pay it for three people. And so I wanted to share that with you all. And then as we go into 2019, I'm going to give you another podcast episode that I have been planning. So you'll hear that on January 1st. If you're listening to this later in the year, welcome to the podcast, Power Banking Family. I'm happy that you're listening. And I want to encourage you to emulate excellence without excuses. For those of you who are new to the podcast, what that means is give 110% in everything you do every single day. Y'all, I believe in you. I want to support you. I want to see you win. So hop into the Power Banking Facebook group. Let me know what I can do to help you reach your goals in 2019. It's all about consistency. All right, y'all. Until next time, continue to emulate excellence and eliminate excuses.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.